Grow a business that can run without you. This is part one of three, where I'm going to break down the concept behind, as an owner operator of a business, how you can grow your business and make sure that it can run without you. And that is the goal, as it turns out, of a lot of entrepreneurs. I think that many entrepreneurs start a business because they have a great idea. If you're like me, it was the romantic idea of what it could mean to have freedom. Some of my colleagues, some of my friends, they were entrepreneurs simply because it was a math exercise. If they were going to spend their time doing something, they might as well do it for themselves and not for someone else, notwithstanding how hard it is to run a business. But over the next three episodes, I'm going to talk about three very practical ways that you can begin working towards growing a business that can run without you. And in true Dylan form, I'm trying to make it simple and easy to follow so that you don't have to get in the weeds with it. Everyone's attention span is really short. Everyone wants to know the secrets and the hacks. So I'm going to teach you the three things that I'm currently doing and working through in a variety of businesses. And so why don't we just get right into it? So here are the three things. You got to replace yourself, you've got to empower your team, and then you've got to become an investor. And the bottom line to everything that I'm going to be sharing is you have a limited amount of time, and you have to make sure that you can make the most of it. And so that's going to be the common theme that weaves its way through all three episodes. So the first one is replacing yourself. This is an interesting topic, an interesting conversation piece, because when I bring it up with entrepreneurs, including my friends who run businesses, they tend to think that their time is free. And so what they'll say is, I run a business, our business is pretty good. And then I'll say, yeah, but how much do you pay yourself? And they'll say, either I take out dividends or management fees or salary. But the point is, they'll have some sort of a number. And then I'll say, okay, but what if you had to pay someone to do your job? And then that's where it gets a little tricky, because then they're like, well, I'd kind of need someone who's a little bit of an accountant. I would need someone who's like really good at sales. I would need someone to spend a little bit of time doing marketing. And, you know, I'd probably need someone to like manage our team. And so replacing yourself as an entrepreneur is much, much harder than it seems. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the monetary part of it. And many businesses, many small businesses, many owner-operated businesses are only profitable because of the sheer amount of investment that the owner makes. Said a different way, if you were able to stand back from your business and watch somebody else do your job, in the variety of tasks that you do, in the amount of time that you spend, including 2 a.m. when you're worried about payroll, if you had to watch someone else doing that job, or you had to pay somebody else to do that job, and you had to stick to some sort of labor standards, rules and regulations, you would find that that's a very, very expensive role. In fact, I would venture a guess to say that many entrepreneurs simply wouldn't pay somebody else to do the job if they had to pay the person as an employee. And so replacing yourself in your business is probably the most important first step that you can take towards growing a business that can run without you. And for me, what it started with, and again, my history over the last decade has been in turnaround. So I have been right in the weeds in every part of the business, and then quickly have learned over the years how to get myself out of the different roles and make sure that the people who backfill those roles know what to do and can do the job better than me. My job wasn't to know how to do all of the jobs and to do them well. My job was to understand, what do each of the jobs entail? How do we build systems around them? How can we automate it? How can we get some efficiency? And then ultimately, how can we put a really good person in that spot who helps us do a better job than what I was doing? So as an entrepreneur, your business probably works because of the sheer amount of time and energy that you put into your business. But if you had to be pragmatic about it, and you had to be honest with yourself, and you had to say, look, I do want to own a business that runs without me, then the very first thing you have to do is figure out how you're going to pay somebody or somebodies to do what it is you do. And an entrepreneur, a business owner, by definition, is usually not just one thing inside of their business. They're a little bit of an accountant. They're a little bit of a sales manager. They're a little bit of a salesperson. They're a little bit of a marketer. They're a little bit of an operations manager. So they kind of touch every spot in the business. But as an entrepreneur, you got to figure out how to get rid of that. The first hurdle that you're going to have, or the first hurdle that I've had as I've attempted to do this for myself, is the company doesn't make enough money to pay for the two or three people that might be required to make me not necessary. So that becomes your first goal as the entrepreneur or the business owners. You have to figure a way, how do I drive my business? How do I drive our revenue to a point where we can afford to pay people to do the two or three jobs that I'm currently responsible for right now? And that's probably the longest and hardest part of learning how to get yourself out of your business, how to get your revenues to a point where your margins can stay intact and you can still afford to pay people to do the work that you are doing right now out of sheer will and force. And so that requires saying, how many more customers do we need? Or it might require saying, we need to add more products, or we need to add more services, or whatever you need to do to grow your top line so that your margins remain intact, so that you can still pay somebody to do your role. That is the hardest part of all of this. So as we go through episodes 2 and 3, keep in mind that episodes 2 and 3 will only happen, what we cover in those episodes, that work will only happen. You'll only get the opportunity to do that if you can do this really, really, really well. And I think that's where most entrepreneurs and business owners struggle. Certainly for me, it's always felt like, well, I know I do all of these things. I know I put in more time than I would pay somebody else to work inside of my business, but I'm comfortable. It works. You know, maybe I get a day off. Maybe I can take like a week off, but this just feels comfortable. Well, then don't grow your business to run without you. Then maybe this isn't a decision that you need to make. Maybe it's not a goal that you need to have, that you need to work towards getting yourself out of your business. When we say getting yourself out of your business, having it run without you, what we're really talking about is that your business is profitable enough and it's being well run well enough that you don't need to cover over the operational challenges, the sales challenges, the finance challenges, that your business is structured in such a way and you've got the right people on your team that can do the work that needs to be done to make the business run. I think by virtue of how businesses are started and how they're run and how they're structured, entrepreneurs end up filling in the gaps that become blind spots for them. And there's an argument to be made. Certainly for me, I've witnessed this firsthand. I think I'm doing a fairly reasonable job of, say, 10 things. But if you've heard me talk before, my famous line is you can't do 10 things at 10% and expect a 100% result. In fact, doing 10 things at 10% gets you a 10% result. And so for most entrepreneurs, myself included, I thought I was doing a reasonably good job of a bunch of different tasks. It wasn't until I started disconnecting my identity, my ego, my pride from my business and allowing other people some runway to run with particular tasks that I discovered, turns out they're really good at these things, much, much better than I am. And in fact, it opened the door for me to discover new ways to leverage the business. It helped me understand new ways to use my time to add value to the business. And so if you're looking to grow a business that can run without you, you obviously know that the first thing you need to do is replace yourself, but not replace yourself in terms of you never show up, you don't participate in the business. Replace yourself from the perspective of, if I had to pay someone to do what I do, or pay someone's to do what I do, what would that look like? What would it look like financially? What would it look like structurally in terms of who do they report to, or how would our organizational chart change if I wasn't kind of filling in 4 or 5 boxes on that chart? With respect to revenue, what do we need to do? What kind of revenue would we need to get to where we can pay someone a market wage to do the 2 or 3 jobs that I do and still maintain our margins? And again, that's like the hardest part. So to replace yourself means figuring out how to pay for other people to do it. It means figuring out what your organization needs to look like. And then it means figuring out, okay, how do I begin to how do I begin to improve my business so that the people who are here to run it can do their job with very little involvement from me on a day-to-day basis? And this rolls into the next episode, which is empowering your team. But if you can get your head around what I've just talked about in the last couple of minutes, then you're going to be well on your way to growing running a business that can run without you. And again, I'll just highlight it because it's really important. This is the hardest part. If you, you know, first of all, starting a business requires a leap of faith. Running a business and generating revenue is hard. Running a business, generating revenue, and creating profit is really hard. And the success rate of businesses is really low. So if you've already made it to the point where an episode like this resonates with you, then congratulations, because you are already in the minority of entrepreneurs and business owners that are able to successfully get down the field in their business. And this is simply the next stage of what happens to most entrepreneurs and business owners, is they look for a way to create a business that can grow without them, not just run without them, but can actually grow and run without them. But to do that requires now getting to a crossroads of saying, okay, I started my business with nothing. Now my business is something, but to get my business to something better requires a change in me. That change means I go from being a worker bee inside of my business to being someone who's working on the business. So figure out how to replace yourself, figure out how to pay the people that need to do the work that you're currently doing, and then begin working through the structural changes in your business and the changes that you need to make to your product offering or your marketing or your sales, or right-size your business and get it up to the next level where your business can pay for those people but not affect its margins. So this episode, one of three, is meant to cover how do you replace yourself when you're looking to grow a business that can run without you. So if you found this helpful, make sure to subscribe. If you want to talk to me, there are links below where you can do that. If you're just kicking this idea around as an entrepreneur, let's have a quick chat. Doesn't take anything to do, you know, 15 minute chat might give you a lot of clarity and might help you get down the road of figuring out how you can grow a business that can run without you. So make sure to check out the next episode.